USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Two whistleblowers are headed to Capitol Hill.
Two IRS whistleblowers alleging interference by the Justice Department in the criminal investigation of Hunter Biden are scheduled to testify at a House hearing this week. House Republicans organized the Wednesday hearing after IRS supervisory agent Gary Shapley made those allegations public. Both the lead U.S. attorney in Hunter Biden's case and Attorney General Merrick Garland have denied the claims. I'm John Schaefer.
Joe Manchin's appearance with a third-party group is fueling speculation of a possible 2024 presidential run.
The Democratic senator from West Virginia appeared at the event sponsored by the No Labels Group. No Labels says it wants to represent Americans who are tired of extremists in the Democratic and Republican parties. I'm Brian Shook.
The White House is condemning Russia's decision to pull out of a grain deal with Ukraine.
These shipments have helped drive down and stabilize global prices. And every shipment under the initiative has contributed to reducing hardship in the world's poorest countries.
National Security Council. Council spokesman John Kirby arguing it will exacerbate food scarcity and harm millions of vulnerable people around the world. The Black Sea Grain Initiative allows Ukrainian agricultural products to pass through the Black Sea without Russian interference. The Federal Reserve eyeing another interest rate hike in September.
A July rate hike has been taken for granted for some time, but the Fed's decision for a September raise isn't yet clear. The committee will have a chance to analyze new inflation data before a September decision is made. Raising interest rates is thought to be the best way to combat inflation, but it also makes it more expensive to finance a house or car. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Lottery officials are reporting brisk ticket sales with a pair of huge jackpots up for grab this week. Combined, the Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots are worth an estimated $1.5 billion. This is USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy slamming progressive Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal for her comment calling Israel a racist state.
This isn't the first person in the Democratic conference that has continued to make anti-Semitic comments.
While speaking to reporters, McCarthy cited previous comments from Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib. Jayapal made the comment over the weekend while speaking with pro-Palestine protesters, but later walked back her claim and apologized. Meanwhile, President Biden's inviting Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu to meet in the U.S. for the first time since Netanyahu's return to power late last year. A newly approved drug can help protect kids from RSV. The FDA's okayed the use of the injectable drug Beyfortus for at-risk toddlers and infants susceptible to the respiratory illness. It's described as a ready-made antibody that can bind to the virus and stop it from infecting cells. RSV was part of last year's so-called triple-demic, which also included the flu and COVID. A new real-time data collection resource called the Earth Information Center is now online. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says the data is meant for everyone.
The data ought to be more understandable. It ought to be more accessible. It ought to be more usable for everyone, everywhere.
He says that you'll be able to access data about climate, weather, and natural resource matters on our home planet. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.